The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. It's just gone past 8 o'clock, bright and breezy on this Tuesday morning. Got my hot cup of Joe. So I hope you're having a good day so far, and hope you're ready for the week ahead. It's the 8th of January. So it's, for me, the first week back properly at work, and it's been fairly busy. So as we mentioned in yesterday's podcast, we've been really busy over Christmas. We've actually closed a lot of business, lots of new people coming through, booking in strategy sessions and working out where they are, where they need to get to, and helping them just bridge the gap from where they are and where they need to get to. So some of those people signed up, obviously. Some have decided not to, obviously, and that's okay. So if you sign up, then awesome. And if you don't sign up, what else are you going to do? Because the reason why we spoke on the phone, what else are you going to do? So for most people, we'll just go back and we'll just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And we'll just keep getting the same result, which is why they had to speak to me in the first place. And I get it. But what are you going to do different? So what I find a lot of people doing is they take some action. And then because they've not got the result quickly enough, they actually end up not taking any more action. And for me, that's just crazy. That's like, imagine this. Imagine going to the gym. So, imagine going to the gym and you're working out all weekend, you know, 48 hours more from Friday night all the way through. Good morning, Joe. You're working more all the way through Friday night, all the way on Saturday. You're working out, you're building muscle. And then Sunday comes along and then you work out all day Sunday. You sleep very little. And then on Monday, you rest. And then you get up on Tuesday and you look in the mirror and nothing's changed. That's not the way that life works, I'm afraid. There is a lag between actually doing the work and getting the result. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, some things are instant, okay? Like, you post something, a video on Facebook, you get 20 likes, awesome. But if you wanted 100, that might take another couple of days. So when I go back to my videos and I look at how many views, sometimes I'm happy about the number of views and sometimes I'm disappointed about the number of views. But actually, when I then go back, like in a month's time, I see the views have gone up, okay? If I look at how many people follow me or how many people have got in a group or how many people on my mailing list or how many clients we've got, for me first going, okay, let's create a social media marketing agency that's really affordable but does almost everything that people need, and getting clients on board, that's not a one-week process, okay? So like, that's a brand-new business for us. So, and there's a lot of competition because everyone's a social media marketer these days, right? So there has to be a lag time between us going, okay, let's do this and setting it up, and us actually going out and getting results. It's the same on leaflet drops. If you're a leaflet dropper and you're hoping, you know, you're dropping your leaflets and you're hoping to get 10 phone calls when you get home and the phone's ringing off the hook because everyone's got your leaflets, that's crazy. That's just not the way it worked. But the way it actually works is 2 years later, in a location that isn't your where you dropped your leaflet at all, you get a phone call. We talk about this one quite a lot. We drop leaflets at Velocity, a development in Leeds, where I've got a couple of apartments there. And we got a phone call like 2 years after we dropped that leaflet. The guy kept the leaflet for 2 years. He lives in Scotland, so he still had a flat at Velocity North, and we actually ended up renting it out for him. But, you know, if I'd have gone home that day, having dropped those leaflets, hoping I'd have 10 phone calls waiting for me to rent their flat out, that's not going to happen. You know, this is when we run the lettings agency. We're a very successful lettings agency. So that's not going to happen. So we've got going to the gym, you work out, you don't put muscle on straight away, like, the muscle is I always treat that as like a sheet of paper. Every action you do is like a sheet of paper. I've not got a book. Oh, I have got a book. It's like a sheet of paper. So every action that you do is a single sheet of paper. Okay. And then you do more actions and more actions and more actions. And before you know it, you've got a booklet full of stuff. This is really heavy because it's full of heavy paper. There's booklets and all sorts in here. So what happens is that it builds up over a period of time. That's your results, and your results, like that booklet there, will have weight to them. It'll have form to them. But if all you're doing is, well, I dropped 10,000 leaflets over the weekend, that's one sheet of paper. It doesn't mean anything, right? Rubbish. It doesn't mean anything. You try doing that to that giant booklet, you can't do that. It means something. It's got a weight to it, okay? So you've really got to be planning for this in your business, whatever your business is. The day that you go do something, your results might be 6 months from now, right? When we started posting on the social media stuff, you know, like even I hope that we're going to get phone calls the same day. As soon as I've decided I'm going to go do this, ping, and then off we go. And then that afternoon, oh, wow, 100 phone calls, all want to sign up. Woohoo! That's just not how it works, right? So, but we hope, don't we? We live in hope. But you've got to build it into your plans, okay? So we knew, really, that going into Christmas, everyone else is kind of switching off, but we actually ramped up our content. And actually, we kind of failed on some of it because we didn't post out some of the podcasts that we should have done. Because even I got, like, our end of the year. Luckily, we had tons of content going out anyway, but because we had loads of content going out and people were at home, that generated the phone calls. Now, knowing that that was going to be the case, we put out a lot of content, okay? Like, and also knowing that in 2019, in January, people are ready and primed and pumped, ready for this next year, we also got content lined up and going out, okay? And actually, we've been rushed off our feet because we're now managing all these other clients, which is really cool. And then we've still got our own content that we've got to get out. And we've got a little bit of a lag ourselves on some of the content that we're doing. So, and I'm a bottleneck, by the way, just so you know. I've recognized this for a long time. I am a bottleneck. In the flow of getting stuff done. That's one of the reasons why we send it outside and give it to other people who we pay handsomely for. So so the lag time, what is it in your business? Whatever it is, like, ping, I've got an idea. Let's go get in a relationship. I'm married, by the way, but let's get in a relationship. This is not me thinking this, this is someone else. There's a lag time between you going, let's get in a relationship, and getting in a relationship. And then there's all the stuff in the middle, isn't it? All the dates you have to go on before you find the right one. I always think it's like a jumble sale, by the way. If you've got the time and effort, you'll find the exact thing that you're looking for. But if you haven't got the time, effort, and focus, you will just see a jumble sale in the world of dating, and you'll come out with a lot of crap, right? I hear so many complaints about dating, and it's like you're just not serious enough about it. You know, it's not like it's not a priority. It's just like number eight on the list. It's just something that you have to do to make it look like you're not weird by going getting out on a date or something. But there's a lag time between you going, ping, I'm going to get on a date, and actually getting on a date and actually getting into a relationship. It could be 12 months, right? You don't go out on, well, maybe you do. You don't go out on Tinder, swipe right, swipe right, swipe right, and then end of the night, oh, look, I've got 18 people swiping me. Fantastic. Like, book a date with all of them. It doesn't work. So what is your lag time in your particular business? What is it? What is your lag time on weight loss? What is your lag time on building muscle and getting the body of your dreams? And this is one of the mistakes I think I've realized that I've been making is, because, you know, I believe in setting goals and targets and all that kind of thing. And actually, when I do that on the weight loss, I actually struggle more with that. Not that I need to lose a whole amount of weight, but I'm not happy with my body. So I set goals and I set targets, and I get disappointed when I don't hit them. And actually, if I just ate less and moved more and went to the gym, and actually, you know, I'm not an Instagram model. I don't think I'll ever be an Instagram model. It'd be nice if I was, but I'm not. So let's just book that in and do it slowly so that by the end of the year, I actually get the result instead of three months like worth, because there's a lag time on your body, right? So there's also a lag time on financial freedom. There's a lag time on being financially free. There's a lag time on paying down debt. You don't wake up with an idea and go, ping, I'm going to get rid of all my debt. And by the nighttime, it's all gone. Like, you've got to chip away at your debt. little by little by little, and you're like, oh, I'll have a cafe latte macchiato from Starbucks, that's £5. And it's like, no, stop, put that £5, just, you know, you might have a credit card bill of £10,000, but you put that £5 into that basically, and you go, well, how's that going to help me? Well, we've already done £5,000 over 20 years on a 20% return is £191,000. I can't do the maths on £5, but it's still a lot of money over 20 years. And if you're having to pay interest on that £5, you could have used to pay off your bill, right? So, like, you know, if you can save £5 a week, let's just do the maths on this because I was running through the numbers. If you can save £5 a week on not having a cafe latte macchiato, so 5 times 52 is £260. 10,000 divided by 260 is 38 years. That's quite a lot, isn't it? So you need to up it. But at least you know that in 38 years, you will have paid off your credit card bill, right? The problem is, if you don't do that, that 38 years, is that right? Or was it 38 months? Must be 38 years. So that right there means you'll never, ever, ever pay it off. At least it's going to be paid down. Let's just £10,000 divided by 36 months. It's £277 a month. That's how much, if you've got a 10 grand debt, you need to move to one side if you want to pay it off in 3 years. 10, let's do it over 4 years. It's 208. What's 5 years? 60 months, isn't it? 10 divided by 60 months. It's £166 a month. So look, if you allocated that each month, £166, you cut out your cafe latte macchiatos, you cut out your avocado on toast and all that other stuff that the headlines get excited about in the newspapers, cut it all out, start saving £166. You can pay off 10 grand in 5 years. It's not instant, right? There is a lifetime. If that lifetime happens to be 5 years, then that lifetime is 5 years. Is there certain things you can do to increase it? Yes. If you pay £266 a month, you get it done in, was it 3 years? I think it was 3 years. Divided by 36. £277. So you can actually pay it off in 3 years if you've got a 10 grand debt, if you allocate the funds. But it's not an instant thing, right? If there's a lag between you going, yeah, I'm going to do this, and it actually happening. And it's like, is 5 years a long time? Yes, I think it is. You know, I'm 46, I'll be 51. My life will be fundamentally different at the age of 51 than it is at 46. And I've got to tell you, it's very different at age 46 than it was at age 41. And when I look back at what I was doing at 41 to be age 36, oh my gosh, it's so different. We have child abduction in the middle there. So very, very different. 5 years can make a big difference. Is there a massive difference between 46 and 49? Not as much. Is there a massive difference between 46 and 43? Not as much. So actually, if you can start to decrease that lag time, you're never going to get rid of this lag time. I just need you to understand that. It's very, very rare that it happens, okay? And if it does, there's a good chance you're going to, like an elastic band, you're going to rebound and go back to where you were to begin with. Right, all those people who lose a lot of weight in 3 months, a year to live, you know, whether losing weight and that kind of thing, they lose a lot of money on Biggest Loser, you know, they rebound because it was too quick, right? The people who win the lottery rebound in 3 to 5 years anyway. I think 95% of them are actually worse off than they were originally. I'm talking about the big lottery winners, not the people who win a tenner. So you've got to be careful on that. But just that's fine. It's okay. If it's going to be 5 years, then stick it in 5 years. Even convert that to a five-year loan, and you'll probably end up with a cheaper interest rate. And it's going to be paid off in 5 years. So the key that I need you to take away from this podcast is that there is a lag time. It doesn't matter what it is. It might be on your marketing. And you go, ping, got an idea, I'm going to start my marketing. And then you start marketing, you drop your leaflets, you do your Facebook ads. People think, like, I'm going to run some Facebook ads. Ping, brilliant. I've got to stop saying ping. I'm going to run some Facebook ads. 3 days later, I'm going to be a millionaire. Doesn't work like that. You're running Facebook ads to people who've never, ever, 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 ever heard of you. They don't know you exist. They don't know who you are. They don't even care, right? You're running a Facebook ad thinking you're going to start selling shit. It's not going to happen, right? That's not how Facebook ads works. That's not how sales works. Like, the people that we've been closing over the last 2 weeks, the people who've been following us for a while, the people in the group, the people who listen to all the podcasts, the people who have known me from a few years ago, the people who I've been on the training course with, people from all sorts of places, but there's not a brand new person who's never, ever heard of me. It's gone, here's some money, Dan. I love you. You're brilliant. And if they have, it might be a stalker. So, so you need to be careful. But that person hasn't happened, right? And so why, if that doesn't happen there, why should it happen in Facebook ads? I run a Facebook ad and the next day money hits the account. Like, that's just not how it works. Not in the coaching business, that's for sure. And even on social media and that kind of thing, that's not really how it works. People need to see you and check that you've been around for a while. That might be a year or 2 years, right? If you've been hitting your content consistently for the next one, two, three, four, 5 years, the year after, you're going to have a better year than the year before because more people know about you. You've got an extra year of trust being built. But if you don't start doing any content at all, and then you just hit Facebook ads and think that's going to be the thing that really kickstarts my business, you're mistaken. This is actually why we recommend you start running organic content first. Images, video, text, all of that stuff. Start running that first. And then when you start got a couple of clients coming in, then you upgrade to Facebook ads. Facebook ads should be paid for from your income from your business. And if you haven't got any income in your business, you shouldn't be paying for Facebook ads. There, I've said it. Very controversial. And people are going, yeah, but I can't close anybody. Well, what makes you think you're going to close somebody paying for Facebook ads if you can't close all these other people who know about you? Well, not many people know about me. Well, then you need to get out there and start making sure more people know about you. Get to 2,500, 3,000, 4,000 friends. Get to 10,000, 15,000 people on Twitter and on LinkedIn. I don't know how to do that. That's fine. Go out, find strategies, learn how to do it. But if you're thinking I'm just going to hit Facebook ads and that's going to be the thing that's going to do it for me, you're wrong. There's a lag time because people need to get to know you, need to get to like you, and we've got to get to trust you, the KLT thing. All right. Awesome podcast there. I hope that's useful. That will do us for today. We'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Have a great day. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.